Welcome to today's episode of the Soul Renovation Podcast, What Truly Enriches Our Lives. In this thought-provoking session, we're not just talking about living, but thriving through an experience-rich life. Are you measuring your life's worth by the stockpile of your possessions or by the depth of your experiences? Today, we challenge you to reassess your metrics of success and purpose. It's time to elevate our understanding of prosperity, shifting from the material to the experiential, and embracing the true essence of a soul-satisfying life. Consider this. When was the last time you felt truly connected to the moment, not just physically present, but deeply engaged with the here and now? Today, we delve into a concept that transcends the frantic accumulation of material possessions, the experience-rich life. This isn't about owning more, but about being more. As we navigate this paradigm shift, ask yourself, are you merely existing in a clutter of things, or are you weaving a tapestry of meaningful experiences that resonate with your soul? What is a soul-satisfying life? It is an existence brimming with life itself. It's about collecting experiences, moments, accomplishments, and memories, not merely amassing items or objects. Envision beautiful sights captivating your eyes, melodious tones serenading your ears, and the vibrant sensations of life inviting you to fully immerse in its richness. When you think of an experience-rich life, it's not about the fleeting thrill of adrenaline-pumping adventures. It's much deeper. An experience-rich life is the essence of less being more, but with an abundance of the good stuff. Since transitioning from the corporate world to a new life in Europe, I've encountered an unparalleled richness. By shedding the excessive materialism, my days are now filled with experiences that foster deep connections and introspection. Less has indeed become more of the meaningful, more of the profound. It's a life where the reverence for experiences and moments supersedes the relentless pursuit of material wealth. Consider the top of my list since embracing an experience-rich life. Taking a walk just to savor the day, not because my schedule allows it. Enjoying a complete meal without interruptions from work calls. Waking up with a smile, free from the bombardment of urgent notifications. Allocating time to rediscover and understand myself anew. Living fully, allowing ample mental space to absorb and reflect on my surroundings. Notice anything about my list. It revolves around personal experiences, not possessions. There's a significant shift here. No longer allocating time for self-discovery or self-love as if they were appointments, but living a life where time is inherently your own. It's about deciding when to share your time, not when to steal moments for yourself. Do you recognize how backward our conventional approach has become? In a world that's perpetually racing against the clock, it's about pausing to savor the essence of life, ensuring we don't lose ourselves in the relentless pace. Living isn't about rushing from one task to the next. It's about granting ourselves the mental space to explore and absorb our experiences. Ultimately, it's about leading an experience-rich life, filled with peace, soaking in the world around you, and integrating it into your being, shaping who you are and your path forward. It's not about ticking boxes or filling your life with possessions, but about slowing down and savoring the best of life. In our fast-paced reality, it's all too easy to become lost in the hustle and the clutter of possessions. Are you simply existing, or are you cultivating an experience-rich life? Remember, it's not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years. Thank you for tuning into the Soul Renovation Podcast. As we conclude today's episode, reflect on your life's path and the decisions you're making. Is the pursuit of meaningful experiences outshining the lure of accumulating possessions? The true richness of life lies not in what we accumulate, but in the depth and resonance of our experiences. If today's discourse struck a chord with you and you're keen to delve deeper into crafting a life that's truly soul-satisfying, I encourage you sign up for the waitlist for Soul Game, available shortly for download on Audible and Amazon.